you guys, welcome back to my podcast. And so I'm super excited because I'm doing this series for Christian therapists. This is for those who are emerging and existing Christian therapists who wants to learn how to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions with your clients. Over the years, I have been asked This series is for those who want to learn how to incorporate. This series is for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions. Listen, over the years, I have been asked so many times, how do you do that? And people have asked me about my own particular journey. And so in this series, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions and also share with you some of my knowledge, experience, and also what God has given me to share with you all to help increase your faith and to learn how to really incorporate God into your sessions. Also, don't forget to purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, Unleashing Your Impact as a Christian Therapist. Also, you can apply for my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to have community, training, resources, and access to our monthly Zoom meeting. Listen, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that this series will bless you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and also to leave me a review on this series. So I'll talk to you in just a moment. Hello, my name is Shakita, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. And so we're going to be continuing the Christian Therapist series. And so today we're going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. But before I talk about that, I want to go back a little bit more and talk more about the Holy Spirit. I did a video previously about the Holy Spirit and who the Holy Spirit is, but I want to set you up to understand what the gifts of the Spirit are coming from and what the Word of God has to say about that, all right? And so if you go to Acts chapter 1, verse 4, it says this: on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Now, this is Christ talking to the apostles, okay? He said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for my gift that my Father has promised you, which you have heard me speak about. Verse 5, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Okay, verse 6. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? Verse 7, he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or days the Father has set by his own authority. And verse 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so pretty much this is so powerful. Even reading it, I get so excited and my heart just becomes so full, because what Christ is saying here, I'm going to give you the power and the tools you need to be able to really minister to my people effectively, to be able to make an impact in all the ends of the earth. All right. So let's go to Acts chapter 2 and verse 14. Okay. This talks about the day of Pentecost. So I'm not going to read the whole entire chapter. I encourage you to read the book of Acts. The book of Acts is amazing. It's beautiful. It talks about the Holy Spirit. It talks about miracles, signs, and wonders, and so much more. And so in verse 14, it says this: then Peter stood up with the 11, the disciples, lifted up his voice and addressed the crowd. And he said, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words carefully. These men are not drunk as you suppose. It is only the third hour of the day. And so before, you know, verse 14, they're talking about the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit had fell on them. So they were speaking unknown languages that none of them could have known or learned in a blink of an eye that they didn't know before. speaking in tongues, it does, have different types of dialects to it. And once again, it's a whole teaching all by itself. I'll get into that. You do not have to speak in tongues in order to be led by the Spirit or operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. So verse 16 says this: No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. All people, okay. Now, this is only the disciples, only the apostles, but on all people, okay. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams, okay. Verse 18, even on my men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. And verse 19, I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. Verse 20, the sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. Okay, so I'm gonna stop there. And so what he was saying here, he was making a huge statement that the Holy Spirit will fall on all of us, not just on a prophet or a priest or just one race or one type of person. He said all people, okay? And so I can testify to this because I operate the same way, okay? Many people that I know operate this way. And I'm saying this because I know that many of you may have come from different denominations who do not believe or who have not fully been taught the power of the Holy Spirit and how you too have access to the Holy Spirit, okay? I know it may sound for some of you all a little like scary or like, wow, like what does she mean by that? Even now, you may even feel the power of the Holy Spirit on you even now as I do this teaching, because the Holy Spirit is so prevalent, y'all. He desperately wants to be a part of our lives and show himself to us, okay? So I pray that you are allowing the Holy Spirit to show himself to you and you lean into that, lean into it, right? Embrace it, right? And so with that being said, let's go into the gifts of the Spirit. Now, I'm going to teach all of them individual today, but really just point you to scripture to see what it has to say about the gifts of the Spirit. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. So here's Paul speaking to the church of Corinth, saying this: Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. Do not be ignorant. Verse 2, you know that when you were pagans, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Verse 3, therefore I want you to know that no one is speaking by the Spirit of God, says Christ Jesus, unless they be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Verse 4, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. Verse 5, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and everyone, it is the same God at work. Verse 7, now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Okay, verse 8, to one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a gift of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. Verse 9, to another, the gift of faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Verse 10, to another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning or distinguishing between spirits. And to another, speaking in tongues. And to another, interpretation of tongues. Verse 11, all these are the work of one in the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one as he determines. Okay, so as you can see here in scripture, we all have access to the gifts of the Spirit. We can ask God for it, and God is the one that pours out the measure of how much we are to receive, because there are different levels to each gift. Each gift in itself is so much meat and so much teaching and so much scripture on it. If we take out time to dig into it, you will definitely be able to really see that. So once again, my book covers this in more detail, but of course, there's no book in the world that can cover the Word of God. the way that it does. But my goal is to give you more understanding and to increase your faith and knowing that you too can operate under the power of the Holy Spirit if you just ask him and you lean into it, okay? He is no respecter of persons. That's also in scripture too. And so the word of God also says this. It says, in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, we are encouraged to pursue love first, and to earnestly desire these spiritual gifts, particularly the gift of prophecy. Okay. So that confirms there that we should ask God for it. If anyone needs wisdom, ask for it. If you need insight, ask for it. Ask God. Don't be afraid to ask God questions. Even while you're reading the word of God, if anything that I have said or comes up for you while you're reading the scripture, you don't understand, ask God, Father, can you please give me revelation and understanding of what I just read? And what I learned on my walk thus far is that he won't always give it to you right then and there, but he will give it to you in his time. Sometimes I can ask God a question about something about the word of God, and I might not get it right then, but I can be washing dishes in my kitchen or doing some work, and he'll drop it in my spirit. I'm like, oh God, now I get it. Or make sure you're reading scripture, right? Scripture does interpret scripture. So read before that scripture, read after that scripture. And you guys, it's so many layers to it, but it's just so beautiful and so amazing. And so a part of my mentorship program, you know, talks about, you know, how to study the word of God. And I have one teaching I've already created just for that, for you all to be able to really understand how to understand and break down the word of God. It's a process. It is a journey. I don't care if you've been saved 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, reading the Bible, there's always something new to learn. The word of God is like a river. It never runs dry. You can never reach the end of it. It's just so much. So again, I'm not going to go into the teaching of the Holy Spirit and his gifts right now, but I will in the next few videos, one gift at a time, and I'll share with you examples about each gift. All right. So again, thanks so much for watching. I feel a need to just pray real quickly. So Father, I just pray, God, for the person who listens to this video. Father, whether they are an emerging therapist or, you know, aspiring, or they just hear, God, just to glean and to learn on what to look for when they're looking for a Christian therapist. Father, I pray, God, that you are with them, that God, you will minister to them, that Father, you will give them revelation about your word, that Father, you will meet them right where they are and help them to understand exactly what the word of God is saying. Father, I ask you, God, to remove any fear, any frustration, any blind spots, any false teachings, any false ideologies, oh Lord God, that has come upon them to make them not truly understand the word of God. Father, we love you. God, I honor you. I thank you for this teaching. I thank you, God, for the person watching it. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen and amen. All I have, and I will see you in the next video. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.